Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of vintage tech with the HP ProLiant Microserver N40L.
Ooh, vintage tech. I'm intrigued. What makes this 13-year-old server so special?
Well, initially, it was almost destined for a parts bin. I planned to gut it and reuse the case. But once I powered it on, surprise, an AMD Turin II Neo N40L, a CPU I'd never heard of, paired with some quirky features.
A CPU mystery, that's exciting. So spill the beans, what did you discover?
The initial goal was a Blu-ray ripping streaming powerhouse. Imagine swapping the DVD drive for Blu-ray, upgrading the motherboard, slapping in an RTX A2000, and automating it all.
Ambitious, but you said you got a surprise. Did the plan change?
Totally. The motherboard's non-standard form factor threw a wrench in the upgrade plans. Plus, a 25-watt power limit for the PCIe slots? Goodbye, RTX dreams.
Bummer, but the server still had some life in it, right?
Absolutely. Debian install was surprisingly smooth. Benchmarks showed it beating an Intel Atom 230. Not bad for a vintage server. Even Windows 10 ran, well, it ran.
So usable for basic tasks. But what about power consumption? Old hardware can be a power hog.
Here's where it gets interesting. Idle power draw was around 32 watts. Not terrible, but I wanted better. Auto-tuning, power-saving mode, minimal improvement. Then, a light bulb moment, I unplugged the VGA cable.
Wait, seriously, unplugging the VGA cable made a difference?
Huge. Power draw plummeted to 21 watts. I suspect the integrated Radeon GPU powered down. That's incredible for a 13-year-old system.
21 watts? Wow. So this vintage server has some eco-friendly credentials too. What about its NAS capabilities?
Tested a RAID mirror with Debian, Samba Share, and Gigabit Ethernet. It handled transfers like a champ. Even ran Home Assistant and, well, attempted a Minecraft server.
Minecraft on a 13-year-old server? That's pushing it, isn't it?
It was more like chase the terrain generation. Jellyfin worked great for direct streaming, but transcoding, not so much.
So, the original Blu-ray ripping dream might still be alive, just with direct streaming? But 16 gigabytes of RAM in a 13-year-old machine? That's a lot. Did you manage to max it out?
Yep. Initially, it only recognized 4 gigs despite having 2 4-gigabit sticks. Long story short, one stick was faulty. After some DIMM swapping and a little blood sacrifice, I got it to 16 gigabytes. Even added a 2.5GE NIC.
Impressive. A fully decked-out vintage server. So what's the final verdict on this HP Microserver N40L?
It's a hidden gem. Great for a small, quiet storage server, surprisingly capable with a few upgrades. It just shows you, never underestimate vintage tech.
I totally agree. This has been a fascinating deep dive into a piece of tech history. Thanks for sharing.
And thank you for listening. This is Nutty's Show signing off, reminding you to stay curious and explore the wonders of technology, cooking, and finance. See you in the next one.
Goodbye.